Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 6:45. A tribal leader in New Mexico says U.S. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson's visit to his community offered a chance to show the Trump administration official the need for funding and services. Carson toured a low-income housing development at San Felipe Pueblo, north of Albuquerque, on Tuesday with tribal leaders. The Albuquerque Journal reports the tour was closed to the press. A public opinion survey of likely voters suggests the race for a United States Senate seat in Texas is in a statistical dead heat. The Texas Lysim poll has Senator Ted Cruz with 41% support and Congressman Beto O'Rourke with 39%. The margin of error is almost 5 percentage points. As KUT's Ben Philpott reports, that's the only statewide race in the survey in which the Republican had less than a double-digit lead.
No offense to the others on the ballot that are Democrats, but Beto O'Rourke is a better candidate than the other Democrats on the ballot. He has been campaigning nonstop for several months now. He has visited every single county in Texas. He is raising enough money to allow him to do things like that. He has out-fundraised Ted Cruz. So he's got the money to go everywhere. He's got the money to put out his message. He's got the money to try and reach every single voter or non-voter, who, of course, the Democrats have been trying for decades to get people to vote. You know, he's got the money to make this a real race. And so far, the numbers show it is a real race.
That was KUT's Ben Philpott. For some people, eating and planting fresh food is about more than just filling empty stomachs. It's a way to find a connection and build community. It can get expensive, but some New Mexico organizers are committed to making local organic food available. Mallory Begay reports.
During the summer, the Healthy Here Mobile Farmers Market stops in parking lots of health centers around Albuquerque, setting up tents and tables with crates of cabbage, zucchini, and jars of honey. On this day, they've set up in front of the Women, Infants, and Children's Program Office.
I can do it.
You can add a little more.
I can do it, Mom. Come on.
All right.
Luna Price is mixing dough at a booth where kids learn to cook. Her mom, Cassie Price, said they dropped by after their WIC appointment.
This is actually our first time. She seems to really enjoy it, and everything's reasonably priced.
Want more?
Yeah, go for it. You can add the rest. Just put the rest in there.
Selling organic produce at reasonable prices isn't easy, though, says Lee Caswell. She's the director of the Center for Community Health for Presbyterian Hospital, and she oversees the market.
But it's not always a cost-effective model, which is fine. We're doing it because it's a part of our community benefit. We believe that increasing access to healthy food really benefits the community and can help improve health, and that it matters to invest in that.
The program buys locally grown produce from farmers in the area, and this is why it tends to cost more than traditional grocery stores, she says. But people are willing to pay for it, and the market accepts SNAP and other food assistance programs.
We know that people really care about where their food comes from, and particularly in the communities that we work in the International District in the South Valley, they really care that it's their neighbors who are growing the food.
The market doesn't make a profit, and they try their best to make groceries affordable. There's another way to get around high prices at markets or stores. Maggie Siebert points to gardening as a solution, not only because it provides food, but because the act itself can be revolutionary. Siebert teaches an intro to gardening class at the University of New Mexico and helps run Lobo Gardens. On a social level, she says community gardens offer numerous health benefits, including relationship building.
We're also experiencing a lot of mental illness that has to do with the lack of connection with others. So it provides a space where people can actually feel like they have a place of belonging with others.
Siebert says growing your own food can save people money and provide food for hungry families at a low cost. It's these self-sustaining benefits, she says, that make gardening an important part of food justice.
And you're saying, well, you know what? I don't have to buy into this anymore. I can produce my own. I can grow my own. I can eat healthier things. They aren't shipped across the country. I picked this carrot today. It's fresh. It tastes better.
Gardening in New Mexico, Siebert says, could potentially reduce food insecurity. In 2016, over 300,000 New Mexicans didn't have enough to eat, and a third lived in Bernalillo County, according to Feeding America. I swung by First Nations Community Health Source in early June. They were starting their own garden. What used to be a bare plot of land in their parking lot had become a 20 by 20 foot garden with freshly planted seeds. There were a handful of volunteers shoveling dirt, mixing soil, and watering plants.
you know, I'm hoping that the people from the community will come in and get more involved, and maybe that'll bring other programs to this community and other communities.
Monique Hardy's lived in the area for 10 years, and her family visits the health center. They stopped by because they wanted to support something good happening in the neighborhood.
We need stuff like this, and not just this area, but other areas, because the planting provides fresh veggies for, you know, people that don't have food, especially if you're on food stamps and it doesn't last very long. You know, they can come and access stuff.
The idea of the garden is to create a place where people could get to know one another and eat native foods. New Mexico often lags behind other states when it comes to health and child well-being. But if the benefits of gardening and eating well hold true, then maybe the state has a chance to catch up. For KUNM, I'm Mallory Begay.